A report by Hillsborough County's internal performance auditor on pay raises that County Administrator Pat Bean gave to her staff and herself became almost a secondary issue today as commissioners tore into the man who prepared the audit. Jim Barnes has been the previous subject of criticism from some commissioners for his previous work, and the fact that he prepared this report without getting response from Bean or County Attorney Renee Lee, both criticized in his report, angered several board members. Barnes found that Bean and Lee both gave themselves the equivalent of 1% salary raises for identifying efficiency savings in the 2007 fiscal year budget. The audit was requested by Commissioner Kevin Beckner.
That it has is that you're approving an increase of your own salary along with a county administrator, and I would think that as the county attorney in your office, you would think, you know what, this may not necessarily farewell in the perception that would be put forward, and that we'd want perhaps maybe the board to make sure that there's no misunderstanding of what's being awarded, that this should come before the board for approval.
The request for an audit came after it was reported that Administrator Bean had offered raises to 6 aides, raises that commissioners did not learn about until several months later when the county was trying to save money any way they could under dire economic circumstances. Beckner said he believed the raises or bonuses that Bean and Lee earned should not have been up to them to declare.
This should have come before the Board of County Commissioners for approval, not to the attorney's office. And like I said, I am not making any assertion of ill intent, but perception is reality. And the court of public opinion, the perception that you have cast from your actions does not bode well for either of you or this organization.
Commissioner Mark Sharp thanked Beckner for requesting the audit. But trouble ensued when he asked the independent performance auditor, Jim Barnes, if he had given Bean or Lee an opportunity to respond to the report.
What we did, sir, is we met with the HR department and went over every one of these points that you have there and asked them, could they provide any information contrary to what you see in that report? They could provide nothing to refute or rebuke anything that we said.
But that response did not answer Sharp's question. And one of Barnes' biggest foes on the board, Rose Ferlita, lit into him for that omission. First, she asked how many hours Barnes and his team had worked on the audit, which Ferlita said she had not seen a report of.
How much time did you spend on this?
You're talking about total staff time?
Yeah.
We spent close to 300 staff hours.
Okay, 300 staff hours?
300 other staff hours.
300 staff hours on this report?
I spent 300 okay. staff hours.
Now, you said, Mr. Barnes, you said we, and then you said I. Who did this report?
Two of my staff people did the research.
Which
they gave the report to me, and after they gave it to me, I revised it.
She said that she had requested that he publish on a weekly basis all reports he had been requested to work on from other commissioners.
When I look at this document with 300 hours, and I think I referenced some people here talked about your efficiency. I'm going to talk about your inefficiency. I remember when I was looking at your budget submittal, there was a lot of mathematical errors. And here again, just in perusing what you submitted, and you are an internal performance auditor, in fact, didn't have enough time to go through it in detail, or I'm sure I might find more.
Ferlita then reiterated prior communication problems she has had with Barnes in his office. Ferlita then said she had seen a math error on one page of the report.
It's a thick report, 300 hours, as you said, but it's sloppy work. It's sloppy and it's inefficient, and I don't know what motivations are.
Then Budget Director Eric Johnson, whose boss is Pat Bean, the main subject of the critical report, told commissioners that the audit lacked integrity in both its product and its policy.
But he didn't discuss that he had asked either Ms. Lee or Ms. Bean about that same issue. I think that's evidence of a lack of integrity in the process. It suggests that the intent was to hold back on that information to the last minute. They convened the meeting with me shortly before, insisting that the item be added to the agenda, although as I contacted Mr. Beckner's office, I think earlier this summer you'd heard that the intent after we resolved the issue of some of our salaries, that this issue would come back after the budget was adopted. I think the intent clearly was a last-minute item to get on this agenda, specifically to influence budget decisions.
Commissioner Jim Norman then weighed in and blasted Auditor Jim Barnes' report.
This is inappropriate to be here. And let me say this very succinctly to you. If y'all go back, and it's and again, I can't make a decision because they never responded. They never responded in any degree. These people that they looked at, they put this on inappropriately. And if it couldn't have been done timely, you do not spear somebody without having a response.
But Norman then looked over at Bean and said that it was true that she had given herself a raise, that rule needed a change. Commissioner Mark Sharp then said that though he was in support generally of Barnes's audit, it had been discredited, and therefore there needed to be an audit of the audit.
I will tell you this. I will absolutely agree, because I've argued from day one since I've been here, about process and the importance of following process. But that, in my mind, and I recognize we will, does not in any way subtract what I think is a damning indictment of this county administrator and some of the decisions that she's made. And the fact that now what's happened is we're going after, it's always this way. Someone brings bad news, they get, you talk about getting nailed. So now you got the IPA coming forward and he's getting torpedoed.